It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 22nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is nurture, spelled N-U-R-T-U-R-E. Nurture is a verb that means to supply with nourishment. It can also mean to educate. Nurture can also mean to further the development of, to foster. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Miami Herald by K. Laurie Hansen. Nurture your marriage. While it's important to keep the kids happy, it's also important to set aside time for you and your spouse. It's no coincidence that the word nurture is a synonym of the word nourish. Both are derived from the Latin verb nutrire, meaning to suckle or to nourish. The noun nurture first appeared in English in the 14th century, but the verb didn't arrive until the 15th century. Originally, the verb nurture meant to feed or nourish. The sense meaning to further the development of didn't come into being until the end of the 18th century. Mary Wollstonecraft, mother of Frankenstein author Mary Shelley, is credited with first giving life to that sense in her Vindication of the Rights of Woman from 1792. In this sentence, public spirit must be nurtured by private virtue. Other nutrire descendants in English include the words nutrient, nutritious, nutriment, nutrition, and of course, nourishment. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.